Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.
Chris Brown and Penny Benassi on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us on a Wednesday. What, 8 days into the month of October. Now, Kamari Mupupa stories. Who's Kamari? Kamari is just your ordinary citizen. Okay, she goes about her life. And yesterday on Instagram, this thing goes viral where she shares an ordeal that she experienced. I believe her and her friend. And you need to stay with me because I'm going to share these stories right now. Okay. And it's all alleged at this point. Okay, it's all alleged, but the reason why I'm sharing it with you is because it gives us something to think about. You know, it's a concern for all of us, especially the crime that's happening right now in the capital city. And you know, on Fresh Breakfast, we are passionate about crime prevention. Now, yesterday she shared these stories. Okay, this is now Kamari Mupupa. Again, it's a bit lengthy, but there's no other way around it. So please just stay with us. On the 30th of September, that was a Tuesday at 7 p.m. Please note the details, okay? My sister and I got into a black Mazda Demio cab, a taxi, at the traffic lights by Adrian and Maya, opposite Markham's. This is not invented. There were already two guys in the car, the driver and someone sitting in the front passenger seat. Now, as we drove off, the drivers kept hooting at people like he was trying to pick up one more customer. But lucky him, no one was going our way. So no one else got in the car. At the time, nothing really felt off. They didn't seem suspicious or anything. The passenger was supposedly getting dropped off in Vinuk North, so the driver kept asking him for directions and he directed him the side of Home Affairs. So we turned into the street of Home Affairs and took our immediate right. The car stopped and the passenger in the front put on a big black bucket head and jumped at the back between my sister and I and said, "Don't scream." Remember, this is 7 p.m. Huh? Okay. The driver pulled out a big kitchen knife and said, "Bring everything or I will stab and kill both of you." So they took all our things, phones, handbags, shopping bags. He also pulled off my wig. They said, "We don't want your things. We just want money. Where is the money?" Every time we said we don't have money, they would beat us with a knife, slap or punch us, and said we would not walk away alive if we don't give them money. It's been an hour or so, and they drove around with us in circles around Vinuk North and Rhino Park, hitting us and threatening us with death and rape. Every time we would try to come up with a solution so we give them money, they would tell us to shut up and beat us. They kept insisting we just give them money so that we did not have... They kept insisting we just give them money that we did not have on us. We could not see these guys' faces because the one at the back held our necks down the entire time and instructed us to keep looking down every time we moved just a little or breathe out loud. We got beaten either with a knife, punch or slap. sorry about that. It's been an hour and 30 minutes, and they kept driving around with us in circles. We did not even know where we were going because we were not allowed to look up. The driver got very angry because apparently we are wasting their time and said that we are hiding the money. They searched us and did not find any cash. The driver pulled out his big kitchen knife again and attempted to stab my sister in the face because she was seated right behind him. She covered her face with her hands and he stabbed her thrice on the hand rather. I'm guessing she means stuff just got real at that moment. The guy at the back removed my sister's hands from her face and the driver accidentally cut him on the hand because the driver kept stabbing impulsively. So he got angry and said, because of you, I was stabbed. And he punched her so hard twice in the nose, she was bleeding for 3 days. After the ordeal now. They asked for all our passwords and logged into our bank accounts. I guess they were not happy with what they found and insisted we had other secret bank accounts and they would not let us go until we have them. We have more money from them. Or we give them more money. It's been approximately 2 hours and these guys were driving around with us in circles, insisting we had secret bank accounts with more money. Mind you, they kept beating us and threatening us the entire time. They told us that they wanted $5,000 or more. So I suggested that we call our father so he could send the $5,000 immediately. They said, no, I think I'm smart. What? We are not calling anybody. As in, I think you are smart. What? We are not calling anybody. It took about 30 minutes for me to convince and beg them to call our father. Before we called, we made a deal that if he doesn't pick up or send the money, they were allowed to do anything with us. At that point, we were literally gambling with our lives. They told us to tell him that I was drunk and bumped their Mercedes, so I have to pay them $5,000. I called my father and told him exactly that. He obviously did not believe and insisted I told him the truth. I asked the two robbers if I could just tell him the truth, he would send the money. They said no and switched the phone off and said, since we did not get the money, they will rape and stab us to death and continued driving. I begged them to please call my father again. They agreed. I still had to keep up with the lie that I was drunk and bumped their car. Could he please just e-wallet $5,000 to my number? He agreed to send me the $5,000. While we were waiting for the money, they started to eat our food that we bought. My father sent the money, so they drove to the FNB ATM in Rhino Park at the service station. The driver put on the big bucket hat that they were sharing and went to withdraw the money. He gave the knife to the guy at the back with us and instructed him that if we scream, he should stab us. Since e-wallet has a limit of $2,000 withdrawal thereof, the one that went to withdraw kept calling is for a new pin. Okay. He came back with the money and the one at the back said, we can drop them off here so they can cab home. The driver refused and said, I'm not done with them. So the one at the back said, I'm done with them. Let them drive and you can finish them off in whatever way you want. The driver answered, just let me drive. I know where we'll take them. They told us to keep looking down. We did not even know where we were driving to. They were telling each other, imagine tomorrow in the news, two dead bodies found in Windhoek. At that point, I thought they were going to kill us because what more could they want? I attempted to jump out of the car because I would rather die from that than being stabbed to death. They had child lock on, so the guy at the back saw that I tried opening the door and slapped me and said, now you will see because you think you are smart. They drove with us for about 15 minutes and stopped in the street opposite nurse's home. They told us to change our passwords, including our iCloud passwords, erase and reset our phones to factory settings. They finally let us go after 3 hours. The guards, the security guards in that street told us that they have been robbing people the whole of September, even the night before, and they always drop them off in that street. It's the same guys using different Mazda Demios. A black Mazda Demio cab, a silver Mazda Demio cab with a number provided here, a blue Mazda Demio, not a cab. So many cases have been opened at the Windhoek police station. We are not the first nor the last. These guys need to be caught before someone dies. And they continue to allege that we went to city police. They immediately asked, is it a black Mazda Demio or silver? Numble asked us the same question, but they are not being caught. Again, all alleged. Yeah. I'll check out your thoughts in a bit. I told you it's gruesome.
The Electoral Commission.
It's Mr. Rockers, the Rockers boss, Too Legit to Quit. We also checked out Twazis with brand new music. 7:51, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. Now, if you just joined us, we shared story updates from an alleged victim of robbery, Kamari Mupupa, on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. Just check her out, Kamari Mupupa. And we shared, it's about 25 slides, okay? And we shared her ordeal. Basically, just to summarize, they alleged that they were kidnapped and that they were stripped of everything in terms of their belongings. And they alleged that they were extorted of money, 5,000 to be exact. And they were also allegedly also physically harmed in the ordeal. By two guys in an alleged Mazda Demio taxi. Now, I want to check out some of your responses here that came in. I'm going to keep some of these responses anonymous, just to protect you, because rightfully so, these responses are, or the story that I shared is met with, how do I say it? With a bit of emotions, isn't it? Now, someone says here, what an ordeal. I'm scared for my girls, you guys. I keep saying this Mazda Demios must be banned. Now, I don't necessarily think Mazda Demios are the problem. You know, I think it's people. But again, because people are people, you know, naturally, if you see a Mazda Demio the next time of that color that was described in the story, you are going to have second thoughts. But I don't necessarily think, you know, it'll be fair to call for Mazda Demios to be banned. Another comment here that came in here via WhatsApp line says, morning's my favorite. If this story is true, may they rot in hell. Imagine someone does that to their mother, sister, wife, or daughter. I hope and pray that the sisters get through this trauma. Again, hence why I'm keeping these messages anonymous, because not rightfully so, but understandably so. You know, this is something that is quite emotive, hence the phrase, if it's true, may they rot in hell. But, you know, I will always be that guy that will always chip in and always just give you a bit of a reality check. Fortunately, Namibia, we don't have, fortunately, unfortunately, whichever way you look at it, we don't have the death penalty. So the best that you can realistically get is after they get tried and in a competent court of law and get found guilty and sentenced, the best that you can hope for is life sentence. Another comment that came in here is, the same Mazda Demio has been targeting my residential area in Hoogland Rand 3 times in the same week last month. It's really scary at this point, guys. The time for them to be caught is already now. What is happening? Some of the responses that came back, just responding to the story that I shared. Kamari Mupupa's story. Now, here's a voice note here, and the voice note is a bit lengthy, but I need you to listen to everything she said. I think she basically sums up our fears. She basically sums up our intrusive thoughts and just the vulnerability that is me and you. Have a listen to Petrina's voice note.
Morning, NSK. Thank you for sharing the story. The story is indeed gruesome. You know, when you were explaining and telling us the story, my tears were literally just about to come out. I can't believe there are people so gruesome as this living in our country. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, Windhoek compared to Johannesburg, compared to Cape Town, is a very, very small city. But yet, when you visit South Africa, on the highways, on the road, you see police office cars patrolling. But in Windhoek, it's very rare, to be honest, NSK. Even in the middle of the night, where are the police officers? Where are the city police guys? We've got a large number of recruits in the city police. We've got a large number of recruits in NAMPO. I remember very well when we had COVID and they sent out people to into the streets to close down shebeens. Why can't we send out people to curb crime? Why are we allowing our citizens to be threatened and killed by this small number of criminals? Really, it's unacceptable, and I think it's about time now City Police NAMPO takes the streets, to be honest with you, because the criminals are seeing that our system is too lenient. Our system, our police officers are too quiet. I'm sorry, but I'm gunning for the police officers. I drive sometimes at night, and I don't see any patrols on the streets. Even in our neighborhoods, we call, we complain. These guys take long even to show up at crime scenes. No, man, this is unacceptable. In other countries, in cities, there's roadblocks in the city center. Huh? But yet we only want to pick up drunk drivers and patrol in the shabins and whatnot. But we don't want to patrol in the city, where the real crime is really happening on the road. Guys, to be honest, I think the police officers, we need to wake up. We need to get out of that office. We need to take our cars and start patrolling the streets. Have cars in the city parked. Open up roadblocks. There's too much crime in the city, to be honest. It's upsetting. And we are not safe in this small city anymore. Really. And we are silent about it. It's really upsetting. As a woman, to hear this, it's sad. It's scary. Thank you, NSK, again for sharing the story. And I pray these criminals get caught. And I pray, I know it takes real courage to share a story like this. And I'm praying for those two sisters that God heals them spiritually and physically. I know it's not easy. I do not wish this upon anybody, but I pray in the name of Jesus that they get caught. To be honest, there is a God. There is a God. And my sisters, keep praying.
Thank you so much, Petrina. That's just I think we all needed to hear that, and I think she really took the words out of her mouth and she really contextualized everything that we feel, me and you. Let's leave it at that. More of your comments are welcome. Please send it through. We'll check it out in the next hour. Speaking of which, mental health activist for men, Kavi, will put the gents, us, in a session. Stay with us. God's Plan. Draco on your radio. We also checked out Ricardo Banks and Fino with My Woman. And we had Burna Boy with Sweet Love. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. In case you just joined us, well, I mean, look, we are in the midst of a conversation. A conversation about a reality that both you and I faces every single day. And it's the reality of safety. Now, I shared screenshots. Not screenshots. It was screenshots on my end. But stories as updated by Kamari Mupupa. Kamari, ordinary citizen, who found herself in a terrible situation. Because on her stories on Instagram, she narrates how she and her sister were abducted, were extorted for money, were physically violated by an apparent taxi driver, as alleged. And it's quite lengthy. You have to just perhaps visit her Instagram and see it for yourself. But I shared the full story on air. And of course, there were responses to that. As emotive as the situation is, there were responses to that. And we'll check out your responses right now, because it is a reality that that we face every single day, the issue of crime. Here's a voice note from Osi Taimi.
Good morning, NSK. Thank you for sharing that story with us. I was listening to Petrina's voice note, and I very much agree with everything that she said. I just wanted to add that somehow the justice system in this country is also failing us. In a sense that city police and NAMPO can work. They will find these guys and they get arrested. 2 weeks later, you will read about the story that these guys have been released on bail. Or you don't even get to read about it until they commit another crime. And then you will hear that the same people that were arrested for this and that crime that were out on bail. I just don't understand. Why do people who commit serious crimes get released on bail? Because if you check these guys' profile, I mean, if they are caught and then you check their profiles, I won't be surprised if they have been arrested already for serious crimes, murder or robbery, all these serious crimes. I think that's where the system is really failing its citizens.
Thank you so much, Taimi. As a matter of fact, if you speak to, you know, just a couple of our partners, because they are partners, by either the law enforcement, by within the city police, or just NAMPO, you know, you would always hear comments like, "Yeah, they are known to us. You know, we know them." And you know, as an ordinary citizen, you just can't help but ask, okay, if you know them, then why are they not apprehended? You know, but I guess in police language and crime prevention language, it's not as straightforward. And rightfully so, Taimi. It's rightfully so to highlight the justice system, because there's also another element here. The police will do their work, right? Get everything together, put it through the system, and it goes to the court, and then the court grants bail. I mean, from what I understand, also just talking to our partners, is that that's also very demoralizing for the guys on the ground. But again, it's a bigger problem here, isn't it? Thank you so much, Taimi. Now, here's an explosive voice note here from MJ. MJ, by the way, provided me, obviously I can't share this. There's no way I can share this, guys. I'm so sorry. But he provided me with some footage from CCTV. And he shared a different story here, but I just really want to investigate. But he also shared an explosive voice note. Just have a listen.
I pray these criminals get caught.
Hi, NSK. It's really so sad. And I appreciate you sharing what is really going on in the society and what is happening. It's really, I don't know what to say. I have shared the two pictures of the footage that we got. The same story happens. My niece came from school, from
Okay.
Nast. She borrowed a cab, in that same cab that I shared, and the same story happened. She was kept hostage in the taxi for about like 3 hours, robbed of cell phone, laptop, money that was in the account, everything. And then they went to go drop her off in Eros, that side of Sunshine. I was called. I ran there. The city police were there taking videos and whatever. Up to now, nothing has happened. The case was opened. After the case was opened, we even submitted the footage that we got from the CCTV from the school. But it seems to be like the people are not doing what they were supposed to do, and it's very scary. And yeah, no, it's quite scary now. We are living in a society whereby the people that are doing crucial things are not being punished, but yet we have a law and what do I say now? We have city police, like the lady said. We have NAMPOL, which they were supposed to be conducting small what having roadblocks just to look for these people, but nothing is happening. Yeah, but yeah, I just wanted to share this information, and it's very touching, man. When I just listen to this, what you have just said now, it's very touching. Thank you so much, NSK.
Well, first of all, MJ, I think we are all collectively very sorry about what happened to your niece. And thank you so much for also sharing that, bravely sharing that that the ordeal that your niece went through. And yeah, man, because I'm looking at the footage right now. This he provided just the footage in his private just to us. And you can see the number is there, the taxi number is there, the supposed details, particulars of who the taxi belongs to are also there. And perhaps, and rightfully so, with me and you as ordinary citizens, we will ask, okay, but we have provided you with all of these things. Why do the robberies keep happening? Why are these guys not arrested? Why are we not getting updates? Yeah. But you know what? Please keep sharing them. We appreciate you. And the only thing that we can do as a pressure point, as Fresh FM and Fresh Breakfast, is to keep sharing, isn't it? Is to keep the conversation alive, because you know what happens. We will speak about it today, and then 5 seconds later, we all forget about it and we move on to the next thing. but yeah, let's leave it at that. It's 8:42. That's your time. When we get back on the other side, Kavi, our resident mental health activist for men, will put me and you as gents in a session. Stick around.
When life gifts you an unexpected breakdown.
Good morning, NSK. Thank you for sharing that story of Kamari Mupupa. That very same day, I remember the 30th. Yeah, that very same day, I drive Yangon Patrick. So I picked up two ladies from Evelyn Street. So someone had requested Yango for them, a gentleman. So I drove. I mean, it's a normal pickup. I went there. I picked them up. When they got in the car, one immediately started crying, like devastated. So I asked what happened. So they told me the whole story. They were robbed of their possessions, money, and it's the very same car that they were describing. They got in at KFC town. When they got in, there was another lady at the back and the gentleman or the man in front. So when they got in, one was now going here somewhere in the areas of Suffern Industry, one was going in the areas of Zimbabwe, Klein Kupe there somewhere. So the lady that was at the back was apparently going to Comasdal. So she felt, this is now very odd. I cannot go with you guys if you are going that side. So she got out. Then it was just the two of them that were left. So just immediately when they got in, they turned to, they drove as if they are going now to drop off the one of Saver Industry, and all of a sudden, no, I'm just quickly dropping this gentleman here at Saidrov. We'll come back now. So when they got into Saidrov, the one in front jumped to the back, put on the mask, jumped to the back. Wrong taxi guys, heads down, pull out a knife, bring everything. So they search through their bag, they force them to log on their phones, on their banking apps. One had $22,000 on their account, the other one is the 1.5. So they kept on sending wallets to different numbers, withdrawing whatever way. So until the whole 22,000 was gone, the whole 1.5 was gone. So they drove with them to that side of now Greenwell. They asked them to reset their phones. They reset their phones and everything. What pissed me off most in this whole thing is when I asked them, did you at least report? They said, report, and then what happened? So that faith that they don't have in the system, in the police and so on, that is what pissed me off the most. Someone was robbed of a 22,000, but they don't even care to go to the police or to go to the city police because they feel there is nothing that can be done. And that is not right in a small country like this. And now that people are saying this has been going on for the whole of September, how hard can it be for a small window, for a specific make of a car, whether now they are using different ones, for you to be able to trace it and get these people arrested? How difficult can that be? And the security guards are saying they have been dropping off people in that same area. I think the level of ignorance that we have as a nation is beyond. But I'm really hoping and praying that these guys get caught and they get what they deserve. You cannot rob someone of, whether it's a 5,000, that 5,000 could be the difference between me making it out in life or something. I might need it for a certain operation. I will end up losing my life just because of you who don't want to work for your own. It's just not right. Okay, bye.